At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Live from Sherwood Forest, Hour 1, the radio hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I am the aforementioned Eric Von Hessler. You are listening to the fastest growing radio show in America. We got some doctrinaires. Man of a thousand voices, Tim Andrews is here.
Good morning.
She's always adorable, always entertaining. Autumn Fisher is with us.
Hello.
The handsomest producer in all of producery, and I just heard before we went on the air, broke his bed for a second time last night. This is a family show. We won't get into that. Jared Yamamoto is with us.
Yeah, my back's really hurting.
Yeah, but you got a big smile on your face. Let's do it.
Headlines for Thursday, July 20th.
This is twice since I've known him. I don't know. It's inside baseball. I don't want to get too much in it. All right, give me the headlines.
All right, this broke late last night. Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer.
Do you know how to pronounce the exact kind that he has?
I do not know how to pronounce that. That's something that Dr. Joe could definitely answer.
Well, we'll get into exactly glioblastoma. We'll get into exactly what the diagnosis is, what the prognosis is. We happen to have Dr. Joe lined up for 11:30 today, so we will talk to him more about the medical side of it. I would just like to say, when stuff like this happens, I would hope that we all drop our politics. I would hope that even within, I know that within the Republican Party and amongst the grassroots, John McCain has not been that popular. But I would hope that we're all human enough, the Dems, the people in the Republican Party who haven't liked him, that we can all say, look, this guy is a war hero. And I feel like sometimes we forget about what this guy did in his life. I will never ever be able to do anything for my country the way that John McCain did. I don't even know if millennials know what he did, but basically he was in a prison camp in Vietnam for a long time, 4 years, 5 years, 5 years. And they beat they just beat the stuff out of him and tortured him many times. In the middle of all that, he admitted during his speech accepting the nomination, that at one point he actually broke. He gave some information. He admits that because he was, for years and years, he was brutally beaten and abused. But no matter what I disagree with John McCain about in politics, I can never get past the idea that while he was being tortured like that, daily, weekly, monthly, for years, there was a moment in there, and nobody disputes this, there's a moment in there where you have to understand that his father was kind of famous at the time in the military. So that's why he was kept so long. It was important to keep him. And because of that, they worked out some kind of deal where John McCain could have been let free. And he said, no, not if everybody doesn't come with me, I'm not leaving this prison camp. And so he stayed there and he continued to be tortured. And for me, I'm in awe of people who do this in their lives, do something like this for their country. The rest of us talk. I have a microphone. I talk. Blah, blah, blah. These are my ideas. The military in this country is voluntary now. Wasn't then, but voluntary now. And it's just 1% of the families in this country that are in the military, part of the military. And they're special people. And when you have that kind of courage in the name of your country, maybe I have a disagreement about this policy or that policy, but I wish him the best of luck, and we'll get more into exactly what the diagnosis is. The prognosis is not good, and we'll talk to Dr. Joe at the bottom of the hour about that. Next headline.
President Trump has asked his fellow Republican senators not to leave town for their August recess until they pass a health care bill.
Yeah, am I the only one who is confused at this time? It seems like every time I read a story, there's some new plan, and I'm not exactly sure. So now, even though a couple days ago we were told it's all over, Now Mitch McConnell still wants to have a procedural vote. Right.
So that way he can hold the
senators. And now he's lost McCain, so he's got one less.
Yes.
I think McCain maybe would have voted to get it to debate. I don't know.
But what he wants to do is he wants to get Susan Collins and Murkowski and Capito on the record saying that they did not vote for it, so that way they can put primary challengers against them.
I really feel as if, Mitch McConnell, I caught up with him. He's just been drinking for the last, the Kentucky Bourbon. Bourbon.
Just my Kentucky fried butt.
Sir, you need to come out of it. I know it's been a rough couple of days, but...
Good time Mitchie's got the blues. Hey, y'all get together and vote. I don't care how you vote. I just want it on the record.
No, don't give up, Mitch.
Two more fingers of that Kentucky bourbon right there. What is it called? Four Roses, something like that.
Yeah. You like the Four Roses.
All of it, but that's my favorite. Mitch McConnell here. No, I'm a colonel. That's right.
You know what you are.
I got the little card in my wallet. You want to see it? Oh, no, that's my daughter.
So now you're still going to bring it up just to get Republicans on the record.
Look at this picture.
I don't want to see your pictures. I know you're a little bit out of it. You're a little bit loopy, Mitch, and I understand you've had a bad couple of days. But
here's Nancy Pelosi upskirt I took. It's pretty gross.
Mitch.
So,
Mitch, people are getting ready for lunch. That was not fair.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. If you know what I'm having for lunch today.
What are you having?
Another two fingers of Kentucky bourbon. It's the best.
It's driven them to the edge.
I can't even get my own state mate to vote. That little whippersnapper.
Whoops, that's
who's
wrong.
That? I don't like him.
You don't like anybody today, I don't think.
I've been here just 6 months. I'm ready to act. I have pen in hand. Believe me, I'm sitting in that office. I have pen in hand. You never had that before.
Does he have pen in hand?
I got something in my hand for you there, Mr. President.
He has pen in hand disease?
I do. It's very disgusting. It leaks everywhere.
People are hurting. Inaction is not an option. And frankly, I don't think we should leave town unless we have a health insurance plan, unless we can give our people great health care, because we're close.
What did he say about Sessions when he was being interviewed by the New York Times?
Yeah, apparently he did not want Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russian investigation. He said he would not have even nominated him to be...
Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else.
Yeah, it's that simple. Look, come to me. Tell me that you're not going to... Look, I don't like this. I want him gone. I mean, I would never have put him in there.
President Trump, Jeff Sessions was the first, I know for a fact, the first senator to support you when no one was supporting you. He may have been the first person in Congress. I'm not sure about that. I know he was the first senator to support you in your campaign.
You know, Janet Jackson in 1980 said, "What have you done for me lately?" That's what I'd like to know. What have you done for me lately? Nothing made me look bad.
So Jeff Sessions had to answer this. He was asked about it.
I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job. We love this department. And I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
I do. It's a little bit mouse that I have. I just love being here.
A lot of people say we when they mean me, I.
It's the royal we, me, myself, and I. We love being here. We love being in the Justice Department.
Gives you the opportunity to go after those marijuana scofflaws.
Oh, those marijuana. Look, if you have even a seed, we're going to take all your property.
I got to say, man, this is some of the reason. First of all, isn't this supposed to be Made in America Week or something?
Yeah, it is.
It's like, that's like 18 stories down. And when you go at this is a problem. I'm sorry to my Trumpford wives, friends. I love you all. But this is some of the problem with the leadership. If he's going to throw a guy under the bus who is the first guy out of the Senate to get on board his bus, then what are you thinking when it comes deal-making time, legislation? You do have to have some kind of filter. I know it's fun. It's great to have a president who just says whatever is on his mind. But you need to have some sort of filter because other people are watching. And in the future, when you're going to make these legislative deals, somebody might think, hey, look, he threw Jeff Sessions under the bus. So, he's going to throw me under the bus. Had a celebration for the House version of the health care bill, and then a week later started telling people he thought it was mean. What does that do to you if you jumped on board? It's a small thing. It's funny. I don't feel like ranting about it. Next story.
So SunTrust Park opened up this year, obviously, and there's been...
Did it?
Yes, it did. It opened up earlier this year.
The breaking news sounder probably
should have been there. Yes, exactly.
So, are you telling
How's
me the
parking?
And the parking has been another story, but the problem with SunTrust Park that people are starting to notice is that we're leading the league, the Braves are leading the league in rain delays, and now people are outraged that they did not put a retractable roof on top of the stadium, and it's causing people in the AJC to stir about it, people on the Atlanta Business Chronicle, and people are like, well, why didn't you build it? And
would have added like $20 million more dollars or something, at least. Right?
More than that.
More than that. Look, we've just had a lot of rain this year, though. I don't think that, like, I was driving home, and I heard on our station, I think it was Brad Nitz, they were asking him if where the new stadium is somehow is more likely to get rained on.
Right, yes.
But I don't think that's true this year. I think if they were in Turner Field, you would have the same number of rainouts.
Downtown has had so many of those pop-up showers that just sit there.
Yeah, we've just had that kind of year.
Right.
So I think that it's just a coincidence. The year they open is the year that we get all of this rain, the way that we've had it in the late afternoon and early evening. So it makes sense. That's not my problem. Yesterday on the podcast, you know, we do a podcast. We're on radio hour, then we do a podcast hour. I think it was on the podcast yesterday, I was saying that my problem with that park, and I haven't been there yet, can I tell you, on TV, it looks rinky-dink. It looks it looks terrible on television. It looks like a AAA park on television. And I don't know what is going on. Somebody explain to me, what is the deal with that seating over at the Chop House? Where it looks like people are sitting at booths. Like it's like gray metal plate in front of them. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I have.
And it's like a ventilation there.
Yeah.
Are those, I'm just guessing here, are those like air-conditioned? If you're sitting there, it's probably very comfortable, but they're all gray, and it looks horrible from the television angle, from the picture. And it just looks terrible. I don't know. It looks like homeless people are living in gray boxes. It looks awful. So I would like to have a retractable roof. Make it look good on TV. This is the important thing. All right, more headlines when we return.
Entertaining.
Honest.
Independent thinker.
Eric Von Hessler.
Every day at 11.
And listen to both of the daily Von Hessler Doctrine Hours anytime with a WSB radio app. Hit the Listen on Demand tab.
And find on your desktop at evhdoctrine.com.
I don't know, Jared, you've been there. You tell me, is the new SunTrust Park, is that cooler looking in real life than it? Because it looks rinky-dink on TV.
Not impressed with the park itself. The battery, again, the outside area is so much fun. I enjoy that. But, I mean, why would I buy a ticket? I mean, the stadium, it's like they took the good ideas from several different major league parks and they're like, let's put it all in one.
Yeah, but the way the Chop House thing looks is just awful. The people look like they're sitting at booths, those little gray things. It just looks awful on TV because quite often it's in the background from the angle of the camera to the pitcher. And it just looks like, what is going on over there? Is it AAA night?
kind of has that feel to it.
It's very AAA looking on television. Now, you were going to look up to find out exactly what those things were, but you didn't get that far because we noticed something on the Braves official website, which is interesting.
Yeah, no. So when you type in the Chop House and go under SunTrust Park, it still has a picture of Turner Field on and what the Chop House is at Turner Field.
Turner Field is still on their official website.
Yeah, I'm like,
we're glad you've embraced the new stadium. Retractable. Would you like to see a retractable roof? Not only for rain, what about a day like this? If you were to have a day game on a day like this, hottest day.
I think people are panicking too early. We're having a wet year. It was dry the last 3 years.
But what about the heat? What about the dead of the summer? Wouldn't it be nice to close that up? Alan Hunt is saying no. We don't know why. Because he's a real man.
He's global warming compatible too. I like hot weather. I don't like cold weather.
Oh, really? You're a climate change freak.
Enthusiast.
Yeah.
I don't know about that now.
Change that climate.
I'm just saying,
all
I'm
right,
ready for
more,
it.
More? Yeah, he's just out. Side with, you know, aerosol cans.
Yeah, please.
Think all the energy they'd waste closing the top of the stadium. I'm against it.
Al Gore is against it. We don't have much time here, but very quickly, we have some sort of mystery going on here at the radio station.
Yeah, so Mark Arum last night brought in over 50 hot dogs for National Hot Dog Day yesterday. Yeah. And he was going to bring them for our show, for the Atlanta Morning News staff, and the Herman Cain show. And mysteriously, overnight, all the hot dogs disappeared, and we can't figure out who did it.
Somebody stole the hot dogs. It's the great hot dog theft of 2017.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. Mark Arum is angry. You're angry.
Oh, boy, I'm beside myself, Eric.
I've never seen you this angry.
I'm so mad I could punch the world.
Yeah, you're just like very steaming anger.
Just steaming anger. I was going to go have everybody get some Shake Shacks and Varsity. And Longoria, I'm looking at you. I know you probably stole them. You or Buford.
Somebody stole this. You were trying to make it do something nice for your child.
Trying to do something nice. We're going to do a little some rapping
and
some hot dog eating.
Well, calm down, Mark Arum. This anger is not good for you. It's not good for stress and tension. I can see that you're really, really mad.
Oh, you see that veins? Just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, this is the maddest I've ever seen Mark Arum.
So angry at Jared.
I didn't take him.
Are there any suspects in the great hot dog theft of 2017?
We do. We have one board op who's a suspect.
Yes.
We have a...
Is it Alan Hunt?
It's not Alan Hunt. No. We have a news anchor who's a suspect. Huh. And then we also have
John Lewis.
A personality who is
potentially... I'm John Lewis, and I ate all the hot dogs.
WSB.
Depend on it.
So there's the board op, a reporter...
And a news anchor.
And a news anchor.
Shanny B, did you get them hot dogs?
This whole thing was a plot. All right, we're going to do something called Sparring with Dr. Joe when we return. Welcome back. I'm Eric Von Hessler. This is the Von Hessler Doctrine. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Hey, very quickly, before we get to Dr. Joe, who'll join us just momentarily, that story from a couple of days ago, we were talking about SunTrust Park. That story from a couple of days ago we never got to, where Chris Christie was in the... Was that a Mets game?
He was, yeah. He was in a Mets game.
Okay, and so there's a foul ball. He's in the crowd, and he gets the ball, right?
He does, yeah.
And a souvenir for Chris Christie. Are you kidding me? How about that?
And then they made a little joke on him.
Nice to see him get from the beach here to the ballpark.
Who knows? The Cardinal play-by-play that?
Yeah. The Cardinals and Mets have kind of developed a little rivalry over the last couple of years.
That's very nice to know. Can I just say this? I didn't see... They only showed what they showed. But Chris Christie is a grown man. And there was children trying to get that ball, foul balls.
Head him away.
Now, I don't know. Maybe afterward he tossed it to a kid. Can I just take this moment, this opportunity, this story, to let adult baseball fans know that if you are a grown adult, you should not be looking to get foul balls and take them home, okay? This is something that children should be doing. If you are an adult, you should catch the foul ball because it's coming right at you, and otherwise you can't stop it. But if you do catch it, you should find a child somewhere nearby and toss them the ball.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
True words have never been spoken. I hope you're listening, Christie.
This lady hates Chris Christie.
Get up, lady.
I hope he gets... You know what? I hope you get a ball right to your head next time.
Yeah, it just bounced off. Don't worry about it. I got a little padding in there.
No,
lady,
you're
not
concussion.
A very nice lady.
You know what? I hope you get a concussion next time you get
All
to the
right.
ballpark
you're
and
getting,
you
getting,
catch one.
You're getting kind of ugly there.
Yeah,
lady,
look at worship and violence and stuff. You're terrible.
So, that's just what I want to say. Grown people who get excited because they snag a foul ball, you're disgusting. Find a child and toss the ball to the child. And that's like Chris Christie, if he keeps it. I know, I saw in the footage, there was a little kid going for the ball. And Christie's like, rah, give it to me.
That's right.
It's mine.
This is why I listen to your show, Eric.
That's right. You don't listen to Chris Christie radio,
Oh,
do you?
My God. You know, I hate listening to his show.
Real
I
quick.
I can't help myself.
Real quick, my friend's buddy on Friday night, his son caught a foul ball at the Pirates game. The Pirates were playing the Cardinals in Pittsburgh. And he said he was telling his dad that all these adults were scrambling around him. And he was able to get under and get the ball.
What the hell is wrong with you if you're an adult and you're fighting children for a foul ball?
Because adults don't like to think of themselves as adults anymore.
Yeah, I'm a kid.
Like, I deserve this ball just like that kid does. I never caught one when I was a kid.
And if you're 30 years old and you're wearing a glove to the game so that you can actually get a life.
Sparring with Dr. Joe.
That's our sounder for our segment, Sparring with Dr. Joe. I don't know how much sparring we're actually going to do today because there's a couple... Actually, I'm going to glean information from Dr. Joe today.
That's why I'm here.
We had you scheduled already, and then overnight we found out the diagnosis for Senator John McCain. What is the exact kind of brain cancer he has? What is that? What is the prognosis in general on that sort of thing? Go ahead.
It's called a glioblastoma. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it just occurs. Sometimes it occurs from a smaller tumor called astrocytoma. Mm-hmm. Again, just a lot of chemistry there. It's very aggressive. Worsening symptoms happen pretty rapidly.
Okay.
So this is not a good diagnosis.
And he's 80 years old.
Right.
So already it's going to be tough going through the chemotherapy and that sort of stuff, right?
Right.
The older you get, I would imagine, the tougher that is to withstand.
Much harder it is, yeah. Because a lot of research now on cancer, you're coming out of Europe and Turkey, is showing that cancer may be a metabolic issue.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is your body's processing things not naturally. And so many times the new research is coming out because the chemo, pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Surgery, of course, at 80. But we're finding now that if you do that, I'm not against doing that, but I also want people to consider, like, if I had this, what would I do? That's people say, what would you do, Dr. Joe?
What would you do, Dr. Joe?
That's a great question. I will tell you right now. Yeah. I would look at a metabolic issue. And what that means is the body, cancer cells like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They function well on sugar. And so if you can get your body away from the sugars and improve your metabolism, give your body the nutrients that it needs, alkalize your system. That's a big thing because most of us are too acidic.
Like batteries.
Like batteries. There you go. You want to be alkaline. Well, don't eat a battery, though.
No. We are Dr. Joe is not recommending that you break open batteries and drink them.
This close to touching my tongue to one.
She's very, very easily influenced, Dr. Joe. You got to watch your power.
So, a lot of vegetables.
But let me ask you something. I understand what you're saying. You're saying have a healthy diet.
Right.
Would that help you once you're diagnosed at 80, or is that something somebody like me at 53 should say, hey, in order to ward this off, start in the middle of having what he has? Could any kind of changes like that really help him now?
At 80, with glioblastoma, it's
a scary diagnosis, right?
It's not good, Maximum treatment, cancer usually reoccurs. Usually survival rate, 12 to 15 months.
And in a weird way, a lot of cancers, it's just me reading, I don't really know, but a lot of cancers are run in the family. This is not one of those cancers. People just get this, right?
You get it. We're not sure why. There might be a link. There's some research out that aspartame, artificial sweetener, might be linked to astrocytomas, which become gliomas.
Oh, do I drink? I don't think I drink aspartame. You want to know why, Dr. Joe? I don't like any diet tasting anything. Now, I know you and I are very different from one another.
Yes.
You're healthy. You care about your body. You think about this sort of stuff, and I'm the opposite of that.
You survive, right?
Exactly. I'm full of the sugars, and I'm full of everything.
I've heard that about you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you. Hold on. I'm going back and forth here, but. You, what is this thing with you and the water? I read your book.
Yes.
And you want to, like, electrify water. Is this good for everybody? Do you electrify your water? Am I wrong here?
Well, you don't electrify the water, okay?
Yeah.
The best thing...
I just like the way that sounds, electrifying the water.
Water, yes. And you could use an alkaline battery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
The best water, I feel, is going to be distilled water. Because when you drink water, you want water. And that's it, H2O.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people say, well, if you drink distilled water, it's going to leach your body of some nutrients. It might, but if you have a good diet, it's going to be minimal compared to the benefits that you get. It's always, you know, the risk-benefit ratio.
Okay.
So distilled water is the best. But
you have a whole system in your house,
I have a system. It's about 5-6 foot tall, and it filters every drop of water in my house.
And is there aspartame in that system?
There's no aspartame in my system.
Like I was saying, excuse me, now I'm getting sick in front of you, Dr.
See?
Joe. I don't like the diet stuff, so I don't think I have aspartame. What exactly is aspartame?
Aspartame is actually a byproduct of like an E. coli. It's a bacteria waste product.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not fun, no.
I think you're just trying to scare people, Dr. Joe.
No.
With your scare tactics. That's why this is called...
Sparring with Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe, is it not true that no matter how healthy you are, you will still die?
Everyone, yes, will die, yes. life is terminal, that is correct.
Wanted to get you on the record on that.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't think I'm susceptible to that sort of stuff because I don't like anything diet. Well, the question I was going to ask you is if you agree with me, if you're going to eat something that's like a dessert, isn't it better just to go ahead and have the dessert itself in smaller portions than to just eat diet desserts and things like this?
I am, of all the things I ever teach, I feel the worst thing you can put in your body is artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
So I agree with that. And a lot of times you'll have fat-free stuff, but it's loaded with carbohydrates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or sugar-free stuff, and it's loaded with...
You don't get something for nothing.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen that way.
There you go.
I think you're better off, and I wish I was better at this, but smaller portions, but have the real thing, right? Moderation in all things. Isn't that still the best advice?
I used to date a gal, and she had a great line. She said, moderation is for monks.
Oh, my. She liked extremes one way or the other.
Extreme, yes. And so I look at health as an extreme thing. I want to have extreme health.
Do you eat meat? Do you eat like burgers and things
like
that?
I haven't had any animal products in over 30 years.
Wow.
God, you know what? I understand what the health benefits of that would be.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't like vegetables that much. Well, if I became a vegetarian, I would eat corn, peas,
everything
broccoli.
With sugar in it. Yeah, all the sugar things, right, yeah.
What if we cooked some vegetable in, like, animal fat?
Yeah, how about we'll negotiate with you. Yeah, we'll take a little lard or something. Yeah,
yeah. I don't. I'm just.
I'll cook bacon in one pan, and then I'll leave the grease, and I'll throw some broccoli in it.
I think. I mean, basically, you have to like egg. This is what you have to be a fan of eggplant in order to be a vegetarian. And I cannot stand I know a lot of vegetarians. It seems to me like eggplant is like their steak. It's the thing that they can use to put all kinds of different things together. And I don't like eggplant. So if you don't like eggplant, you're not going to make a very good vegetarian.
Obviously, there's no sense in taking care of your health if you don't like eggplant. I mean,
there's no option.
It's been Dr. Joe certified. Everybody heard it. I'm healthy as a horse.
Yes.
So we all wish John McCain the best, but we want to be honest here.
Yes.
This is a dire diagnosis.
Yes.
And the prognosis is not good.
Right.
We wish him the best of luck, as everybody says. He's a fighter, and some people get through these things, but we wish him the best of luck. I want to get quickly to the Charlie Guard situation. This is the child in the UK who I know it's a mitochondrial disease that this child has. Now the political aspect of this is that the government in the UK has said basically we're not going to allow you to do any kind of go to extraordinary means to try to save this infant's life because there's no chance that the child will live, and we don't know if this is causing the child pain. So out of mercy, we believe we should let this child die. The parents are saying that's really not your decision. And that's the fight. Now the U.S. has gotten involved. A doctor has gone over there, assessed the situation, and we just gave him some sort of citizenship,
right? Yeah.
So that he can come here. We don't know if that's still going to happen. What I want to get to, because you're here, Dr. Joe, exactly what is it that this child has, and what are the odds that anything could believe? As a libertarian, just politically, I believe it's the parents' choice, not the state. But I want to know what it is this child has.
Well, there's only 16 cases of this. It's a mitochondrial dysfunction. There's only 16 cases in existence, so it's not well researched. The mitochondria is the part of the cell that produces energy. I remember going to college and learning it was the energy store, the energy generator of the cell.
Yeah.
And so if the mitochondria can't generate energy, because we're not plugged into the wall, we have to produce our own energy, now the kidneys, the brain, the lungs, they don't have the electricity, so to speak, to run. And so the organs...
They're not plugged in, basically.
They're not plugged in, right. And the body starts to shut down. So there's not a lot of research on this thing, and so there's not a lot of... No one knows what to do with it.
And apparently we don't know if the child feels pain, right?
Exactly.
We don't know.
Right. We don't know that. Right. I mean, it's like being in a coma.
I shouldn't even say child. It's infant.
It's infant, right. Yeah. My thought process is try everything. I've always had that philosophy in life. Yeah. Try everything because we only get one life. This ain't.
And if you say we don't know if he has pain, is just as much chance that he doesn't as he does, and we don't know. And politically speaking, I think that we align.
Yeah, we do.
We align more politically than we do on health.
Yes, absolutely.
Enough.
Yes.
But politically speaking, this should not be something that a state should decide. A country should decide. The parents, so long as we see, and these people appear to be of sound mind, they're good parents.
Right.
They should be allowed to make this decision.
I agree 100% on that. And if there's something that might help, try it. And if at least we can do some research to say, okay, the 17th case that comes up,
the more you work on it, the better ideas you get for the next time around.
Exactly.
And maybe that would make the parents, in a way, if there's no way to actually help the child to live a normal life of any kind, maybe there's a little bit of resolution there as a parent. Hey, you know what? We did our part for research, and somewhere down the line, perhaps that will help another family.
Exactly. Donating.
In that same situation.
Yes, I agree. We agree on that one.
Dr. Joe, we did not get to vaccinations yet again.
We're gonna have to next time.
All right, next time we'll have Dr. Joe on. We'll talk. We'll actually argue. We'll actually spar.
I'm ready for a sparring. Come on, man.
It was a day where I appreciate you filling us in. There's a lot of medical news, and we're not doctors. We don't know. So I appreciate that. We will be back for our final segment in moments.
Entertaining.
honest,
independent thinker,
Eric Von Hessler,
every day at 11.
And listen to both of the Daily Von Hessler Doctrine Hours anytime with a WSB radio app. Hit the Listen on Demand tab.
And find on your desktop at evhdoctrine.com.
All right, we got a lot of information to impart and not a lot of time. So, Dr. Joe, give your plugs.
Yes, my show, Sunday evening, 7 to 9 here on WSB Live. That's a call-in. Sunday morning, 6 to 7, I do the Sunday morning show as well. And if you have questions, you want to listen to my other shows, go to my website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. It's been fun sparring with you, as it always is.
Yes.
And Jared, we have some special programming this afternoon.
Yeah, we do. It appears that the OJ parole hearing is going to be aired here on WSB starting at 1 o'clock.
All right, and not everybody's happy.
Of course you will show the or play the stupid OJ Simpson parole hearing live. Anything to preempt Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or whoever conservative talk show host y'all want to preempt.
Well, was that an F-bomb at the end?
It was.
Hey, relax. You can still hear Rush Limbaugh, right? We can still hear him when you're going to be on WSBRadio.com.
Look, I don't know, certainly. What's WSB doing? Give me Pete Springs. I have it right here somewhere. just download the app and listen.
You got
to be on the app.
WSB Radio app. You can listen to Rush Limbaugh. WSBRadio.com. You can listen to Rush Limbaugh. It's available to you, everybody. Relax. But here on the radio side, we're going to cover the O.J. Simpson parole thing. By the way, that story about him being in trouble for having his way with himself, being caught having his way with himself, that was fake news. It was really fake news. It didn't happen, apparently. All right, so that's at 1 o'clock. The pressure is on Scott Slade, who still get another shot to throw out the first pitch around 7 p.m. tonight when the G-Braves take on the Indianapolis Indians. And then Mark Arum is going to broadcast live from the game. So
hopefully he's cooled off a little bit.
G-Braves, Go Buttons, Sweet Teas, whatever you are. We wish Scott Slade the best of luck. That was the radio hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine. We're going to go to the other side, WSB Radio app. You can follow us there 24/7. Start our podcast 7 minutes after the hour. But that was the radio hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Almost live from Sherwood Forest, Hour 2. The podcast hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I'm still here. My name is Eric. He's still here. His name is Tim.
Mm-hmm.
He's still here. His name is Jared.
Right here.
She's still here. Her name is Autumn.
Hello.
And he's just joining us. His name is Nick, but we call him English Nick because he wasn't born here.
Good day. I have a question.
Sure. Let's start things off with questions.
What happens on the new Gong Show after he says Almost Live?
They'd start the show. It's just the Almost Live from, I don't know if it's Burbank or wherever.
Studio 72 in Burbank, California.
I was doing it as an homage to a show that I was a part of 100 years ago. It was a small little local show.
Yeah.
And we called that Almost Live. Mm. And
comedy.
I think the reason we did that was because of the Gong Show. And I figured, well, it'd be nice to start using that Almost Live thing again as an homage to both my past and the great Chuck Barris.
If only we could get the show to be sponsored by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. That's Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
What is that?
It was a furrier.
Oh, I was going to say, what is that? You
furrier.
Say it again.
Oh,
what is that?
Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
Dicker?
Dicker and Dicker.
That's back when they would brag, celebrities would brag about the fact that they were wearing furs. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to get red paint thrown on them.
Ladies, get your husband to get you a fur mink coat.
I stumbled upon that section in Macy's a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
I just turned around and walked away.
Oh, you don't like it. You're an animal activist.
Look, I eat meat, but I understand.
What kind of fur is it? What is it? It's a
mink.
A mink. Okay. I hear that minks are the meanest.
Oh, they are.
Horrific animals.
You corner them, they're coming after you.
So
but that doesn't mean we can't use them.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is they're mean. It's okay to kill them, right?
Right. Right.
If they were cuddly pandas, okay, we have a problem.
Fur built this country. Why do you think people came over here? Trappers from France.
Yeah.
England.
Fur was oil before oil was oil.
Right.
Bonjour, Mr.
Salt
Mink.
Salt was fur before fur was fur.
Right. Hello, hello, Mr. Mink. We have come to get your skin.
When was that before? Way back, we used to have wars over salt.
Yeah.
Salt was the big thing because you could preserve food with salt.
Exactly.
And whoever had the monopoly on the market was able to have a better society. So people would go to war. Like now they say, well, it's blood for oil. Back then, if they'd been snappy enough, they would have said, this is blood for salt. Bet you won't hear that little history on any other podcast.
Sounds like a great band name. Blood listen? For Salt.
Blood for Salt. Blood Salt. I want to have a band.
Okay.
And I'm too lazy to learn how to play guitar, and it's too late for me. So I'm just going to do it.
Why is it too late?
I'll tell you why it's too late, because I'm 53, and there's no way I'm going to dedicate myself to becoming a guitarist. But
you could do a cover band.
I can use my mouth to just make the noises that I want to make. So I want to have a song. And I'll put that through like an auto filter or whatever.
Yeah, the auto tune.
I'll just...
you could do that looping thing.
Yeah, there should
be. You can make the sound, loop it, and then make a new sound, loop that.
Ed Sheeran. That's all he does.
Is
he's a big looper.
Hey, don't go after his sexuality.
He's a big looper, that ginger. He's a ginger looper. Ginger looper.
Is there an algorithm where a guy like me who gets tunes in his head, but I don't know how to write music, there should be an algorithm where I could just into a microphone go, da 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 whatever, and then it would be printed back out as music.
GarageBand. Yeah, just use the new Adobe Creative Cloud. It's pretty, you can auto-tune your voice. You can do a lot of stuff with it.
Auto-tune, but what I'm saying is, let's say I wanted to write an orchestra piece, right?
Yeah.
And I was just going, boom.
And
then I want an algorithm that hears me do that, and then it prints out or on my screen.
It starts making its own little collection of those sounds that make it sound like music.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It puts them in order, it gets them all in the right key, it puts it in musical notes
so then I can hand it to real musicians and they'd be able to play. Is that what you're saying, Autumn?
Yes.
Well, then I apologize.
Well,
you know,
I apologize.
I'm such a misogynist.
What?
I'm jumping on you.
No, you're wrong.
You're
that's exactly
woman.
What you said, but I'm going to say it now.
You're a girl. You're a girl. You can never be right.
There's no coincidence that the words woman and wrong both start with the same letter.
Ooh. You know, there is that app. There's an app now where you can say stuff and it comes out as a rap. Have you seen that?
No.
So you just have a regular,
I used that a long time ago.
Regular line, and then it comes out in rap form. Because rapping is just as alien to me as writing classical
music.
You've
never rapped during your Metalsome Mondays?
There is one song we do, and it's by that band, Sum 41. Remember their big hit, Fat Lip?
Maybe if you hum it for me.
I got to think about it. But
there's a break in the bridge.
There's a rap, and nobody ever who gets up to sing that song, I would say 20% of people who get up to sing that song can't get that rap together.
Well, because they're racist.
No, they just got hit. You got to hit it right out
R.
of
Kelly's
the
Kelly's ignition.
You got to hit it right out of the chorus, and you ain't got to stop. That's how it works.
What about R. Kelly's sex cult?
Oh yeah,
John's Creek.
Yeah, is this here in Atlanta? He
John's
has a sex cult
mansion,
allegedly.
The parents of one of them came out and said she was being held hostage after she made a tape saying, I'm fine, Mom and Dad. Nothing serious is going on. Nothing
weird.
Well,
there's these women.
But it looked like a hostage tape.
I mean, it's these women, he gets them in his house. They're always he gets them at 16 or 17 or something because he's learned his lesson.
Young talent.
Young talent. That's the idea. He's going to help them. They're little singers or whatever. I guess he's learned his lesson. He's not marrying 14-year-olds anymore. But so they're still very young. And then the parents don't hear from their kids for the next year and a half. And they have to wait on him. I mean, the stories that I have been reading is just some sort of R. Kelly sex cult where they just stay inside of his mansion.
They had to ask for permission to leave.
Right. And then they have to, you know, do all kinds of things for him.
But the cops went there and they said the house was empty and the door was open. No one was there.
On the other hand, the fridge is always full. So, I mean, there are benefits.
And you get to listen to great music like Ignition, bringing it back.
Now, usually I don't do this, but
I love this song.
Go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix.
Now, I'm not trying to be
I like
rude.
This, actually.
Are we going to get busted?
Yeah, fade it down.
Fade it down.
Free back.
That's why I'm all up in your grill. Yeah, try to get you.
All right, stop it. I actually
don't
like
give me that.
That
boo.
It's great.
I don't know. I don't know any R. Kelly. All I heard was when Jared sent me that little piece of audio there. It's pretty good.
That Closet song's pretty good.
Well, they made like a 20-minute... an hour-long video.
So
the whole thing was about
in his closet, but it's not about being gay.
No, he was hiding in his closet because he was cheating, I believe.
He was going to get busted, and so he went in the closet and he saw all of this like soap opera stuff go down, and he came out with a gun and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, it's a whole like long theme piece, right?
South Park parodied it well with the Scientologists.
Oh okay.
Well, two in particular: Tom Cruise and John Travolta.
After you've gone through the craziness of R. Kelly is basically marrying children, back in the day.
Yeah.
They were, you said 14, but I think they were younger than that. Right?
Well, I don't know.
15, Aaliyah was 15.
And then there's the tape where he got off. He was found not guilty, I guess.
So after you go through that, now you've got people of age in your house.
He was micturating.
You've got people of age in your house. So there's not. What's wrong with that?
What's micturating?
Mitterating.
Is that something to do with Mitt Romney?
No.
Is that...
urinating.
Oh.
Is that, oh, yeah, because the song Pee on You.
It's a parody.
What? Hold on a second. He didn't do a song called Pee on You.
I thought he did. I think it's Pee
No. That would really be giving the middle finger to him.
No, you're talking about Chappelle's Show.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You probably don't even know.
Do you not understand what happened in R. Kelly's life?
One person
will speak at a time, and that person will be me.
I think I'm getting my story confused.
There was a video of him relieving himself on this underage. Yes. Was it Aaliyah?
No.
Oh, it was somebody else. Then he
was another 15-year-old.
Yeah. And then Aaliyah, he married, but that was only very brief, and it was broken, like annulled or something. I don't know.
If anybody's watching this while they eat their lunch, may I apologize?
Well, look, just think of the great music of the great R. Kelly.
I find it hard to think about his music when I think about those stories. Like, it's very hard for me to get past any of that with him.
Yeah, there was a moment there where I couldn't listen to The Who, but I got over it.
I was just doing research.
You were just doing research.
Research.
For a book, right?
Right.
And that's why you ended up going to
Pete Townsend.
Going to those naughty young sites.
Yeah. He used his credit card for research.
Yeah, that just shows you. It just goes to show you that when people are in whatever lust does, that your brain just goes away. I'm going to use my credit card on, at the very least, a sketchy site, probably an underage site. I don't know where it was.
Did he use his credit card?
That's how they found him.
Okay. Right.
Now, the name Pete Townsend, somebody's going to notice that over the transom. Okay, maybe it's not the guy from The Who, but
it's
I'm going to take a check.
The guy from The Who.
Won't get fooled again. Man, there's some dodgy.
But hey, they played the Super Bowl after that. So
I'm looking in the Cox Media system here because I think our sister stations play some of this R. Kelly.
Yes.
Love and Sex Part 2.
Yeah.
Legs Shaking. I wonder what that's about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been good R&B music.
Sex
very sexy.
Me. Sex me.
Al Green has very sexy music. Barry White.
Yeah.
That's very sexy music.
Leave all the snakes alone.
You're going to get me in trouble now. They're going to take us off Facebook Live.
No, I'll bring it down.
Yeah, I like his voice. I like his voice.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
He's in the tradition of
R&B.
Who am I thinking of? The guy, the father killed him.
Marvin Gaye.
I was on a bus.
What is that?
I was on a bus.
Laughing?
I was on a bus.
The father, who's that guy? The father killed him.
Yeah. I was on a bus shortly after that happened, and two black ladies were right next to me on the bus, and they were talking about it. And this one lady says, I guess his father said, I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Was that in Rochester?
That I was on the bus in Rochester.
I was in Rochester when that happened.
Really?
Yes, I was.
How come you didn't give me a call?
I was a child.
Oh, we didn't know each other yet.
No, I was 12. That would have been odd. Hey, Eric.
Why were you in Rochester? What would you be doing in Rochester? Looking for me, your future?
Yeah. We're on vacation.
Boss or whatever. I'm not your boss, am I? Do you think of me as the boss?
Sort of, I guess. I don't know. You don't
you respect
like it.
Me? You
don't
respect me?
Of course I respect you, because you don't ask for respect.
Okay, thank you.
Right, you earn respect.
I earn it by my leadership skills.
And you give respect.
I do.
No, we were visiting my...
Hold on, before you tell the story, can you say a couple more nice things about me?
You have a nice hat.
Thank you.
You've inspired me to wear hats.
I know, and it's a lot like this hat. If I was Howard Stern, I'd accuse you of stealing my hat.
Why do you have to wear that hat? Well, you're not bald.
You were in Rochester in... What year would this have been? 80-something, right?
82, I think.
Was
I'm not
that
sure.
Early? No, I think... Because I was going to community college the first time. It would probably be 85
Jared,
or 86.
When was Marvin Gaye shot by his father?
Well, I don't know.
I was going to ask you to look it up there. And
this was a hit when he died.
Was it Easter?
But he hadn't had a hit in years.
Sexual Healing was the song.
April 1st, 1984. Oh.
So it was Easter weekend. Right. We were visiting my
stepmother. This isn't Sexual Healing?
Let's get it on.
I was thinking Sexual Healing.
Let's get it on.
So he hadn't had a hit in a long time. He had Sexual Healing was a hit.
Wake up.
And then his father killed him.
Yeah, his father killed him. It was Easter weekend. I was with my dad, stepmom, And my little brother was, I guess, three,
mm-hmm.
maybe four, because it was April. Yeah, it would have been four. So we were up visiting my stepmother's father, who lived in Rochester.
What part of Rochester did he live? You remember?
They lived.
Was he in Greece or Gates or?
I think it was Gates, but I'm not sure. They lived in a nice neighborhood, yeah. And they had a. They had a shortwave radio, so I would just listen to the airplanes landing at the airport.
Wow, you're quite the kid. You're quite a fascinating child.
Yeah.
Listening to the airplane.
I loved shortwave radio when I was a kid.
So did I.
Just listen to it. I listened
to that Casio.
You'd be like, oh, this is coming from Germany.
No, Radio Moscow, so I'd get the communist news.
Whatever happened to Casio? Yeah. Did they still make stuff? My first calculator was a Casio calculator.
All right, enough news that we're going to take it off the air, off the Facebook Lives. Is that the air? We'll be taking off the internets.
The internets.
I officially do not. I want to put people on notice. Huh. I'm no longer going to laugh at the term interwebs. Stop it.
Interwebs.
Who says that?
Everybody says it.
It was a joke for a long time, yeah. Wasn't it?
Well, is that what W said?
You got to check it. Yeah, maybe.
It was something.
Interwebs.
They showed it to me on the interwebs or something. So these are two things. The W jokes. I'm no longer when you snarkily refer to the country as America. No more laughing. Stop it. Done.
What about
done with the murder.
What about the word nuclear?
Well, nuclear it was a he used to say.
Nuclear.
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 Nuclear. Whatever. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's not like people didn't understand what you were saying.
Let's put this through some sort of filter, figure out if he's saying something that
are you all right?
Fine.
You need a kickstart there? You need something else?
I just...
need some of my monster energy?
No, man, that's just poison.
I'm a little bit on the struggle bus today, so I have the monster energy.
Why are you struggling? Drinking?
Drink a little motor oil.
I drank a little vodka last night. Didn't go to sleep until, I think, 2:30 in the morning.
Hey, I was talking, listening to your radio show before this.
Yes, W.
Before I was driving in, and you were talking about, what's that, NutraSweet?
Aspartame.
Aspartame, yeah.
Excuse me?
And you were wondering where that came from. Well, you should do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
And you'll find out exactly where it came from, how it got approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
A good buddy of mine named Donald Rumsfeld was working for a company, and he lobbied, and we approved it.
So you're saying that even though you knew this was dangerous.
Right.
And it was going to kill millions of Americans.
True.
So I believe aspartame has, right, Jared, at this point?
Yeah.
Millions.
It's in a lot of things that you'd be surprised by, like a yogurt, for example.
Right.
It's in
milk.
Most yogurt. Milk, and I believe
kids won't drink milk unless it's sweet.
Is it in Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, why not? This is my point. Don't drink Diet Coke. Don't eat diet anything.
I know, but I like
eat
the taste of it.
Eat less of the real stuff.
It doesn't even taste like the real thing. Why would you drink a substitute if it doesn't taste like
the
real
thing? Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Oh,
this bitter...
Why don't you just call it bubbly soda and not call it Diet Coke?
It's cancer
not
in a can.
Like a Coke.
Drink it up.
It okay, does I'm, dumb taste with, I'm dumb with
it's
sodas.
It's so distracting.
It's just that there's this... It is so hard for me to describe why I don't like diet anything. There is an emptiness at the center of the tasting experience that just is, to me, I would rather just not taste anything. Give me some sugar. Just eat less. I have, and I brag about this and have for years, and I'm sorry. It's not a humble brag. Just straight up, I got a great pancreas. My pancreas, for it to have done the job that it's done.
King of old pancreases.
All the sugars and candies and whatever that I've had my entire life, and the fact that I don't have diabetes at this point.
Yeah.
I have to give a big salute to the old Von Hessler pancreas.
Is it going
to
fail just miserably one day?
It may. It may.
I thought about myself. I'm pretty fit and healthy, but one of these days I have a feeling.
Well, you're going to die. You are.
Yeah, I know that, but something's going to hit me hard at some point, I think.
Yeah, it's the people that don't ever have anything really major, then when they have something, it's really major.
I've basically been partying for 30 years.
Yes.
Oh, no. Coffee creamer has it in there.
Oh, no.
And French vanilla?
Just get half and half.
I can't stand French vanilla.
We have that kind in the break room.
Who uses that?
I use it occasionally.
Oh, you've got it. Are you a man?
I switch it out.
Hang on. So the kind that's the regular half and half doesn't have it?
No.
The regular half no.
Okay.
Pull your pants down. Are you a man?
Yeah.
Yes, prove it.
Sakai would love to see it.
I would.
Come on.
Are you cut?
Occasionally.
I meant muscular.
Oh.
I get that.
That might be the best thing that George Sakai has ever said on this show.
Don't don't think I've ever heard anybody ask that question in my presence.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize at
it's
all.
It's just a curiosity.
Do you have a preference? Do you have a preference?
I don't smoke cigars, so I'm not interested. It's gross.
Japanese,
clean that up down there.
Japanese, in normal, would they be like, they'd be more uncircumcised, right?
Well,
most of the world outside of like the Western world.
It all depends on how many rabbis you have in your
country.
That's
right, yes.
We are Japanese, if you please. We are circumcised, if you don't please.
You're going to get in trouble with George Takei.
It's very racist of you.
I'm singing a song from a Disney movie.
Jared, he may ask a question, so answer the question.
I actually don't remember what the question was now.
Oh.
The question was, do you want me to repeat it?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Are you cut.
Oh, Jared.
Yes and yes, I am.
Yes and yes.
Oh, yes and yes.
Hang on, why is there two yeses?
They get the nads
Sulu
too?
Sulu likes. Sulu likes.
No, because it means cut can mean...
All right.
Oh, buff.
Yeah,
yes. Like he was saying.
Oh, you think you're buff too? Are you
not
cut?
Not really, but I mean...
More buff than me.
He certainly is delicious looking.
You like it that way.
Oh, those cheeks. He has all the wonders of a Japanese body with a Western face.
What do you think of his summer tan that he's getting here?
Oh, I love
the
it.
Best of both worlds.
And those chocolatey Hershey Kiss nipples. Just, ooh.
You put some oil on that glisten.
Are those cut? Cut glass.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
It certainly is chilly in here, isn't it?
This is the hottest day of the year.
That's right.
In Atlanta.
An old queen hasn't been this happy in years.
That's why George is here. It's the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, I don't like it outside. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you like it in here with the air conditioning. So it's the hottest day of the year so far. We don't know which day is, you know, it could get hotter, I suppose.
What's the temperature?
92.
91 right now. I think.
Yeah, no, it's going to go.
We're 93 here.
I'm bummed I missed yesterday's show because you guys talked about the OJ thing.
We did. And by the way, there was some fake news in there. We did we talked about the OJ thing on the radio hour, and by going from the radio hour to the podcast hour.
Yeah, we talked about why he wouldn't make parole.
A story got out there that OJ was caught having his way with himself in his cell.
Right.
And from the fine folks of the Daily Mail.
And this is something that could weigh against his getting out.
Look out.
And I woke up this morning and I saw that was completely fake news. Apparently it didn't happen at all.
Yeah, no,
but why would that even be influential on
you're not
getting
supposed
released
to do that.
I know. It seems ridiculous to me. It's happening.
Who is not
it's
doing that?
Yeah, it's happening every night in jails.
Autumn,
I mean, full of men.
That's not good behavior, though. You have to
they're in
jail.
Well, so,
hey, it's prostate health.
That's right. I mean, men have to.
It's true. Or God will do it for you.
That's
if you
right.
Don't take care of it.
That's Whoa. Right. So I guess you have to let God do it for you, which is you just discharge.
It takes too long to get to it. I can't wait for him.
That could take up to 2 weeks.
How long have you waited?
How long have you waited? What do you mean, how long have you waited?
Because he's saying, I don't want to wait.
Are you asking
long
him
takes...
how long he's ever gone without having his way with himself?
Yeah.
I don't know. It varies.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll experiment and be like, you know what? I'm going on vacation this week, and I'm just not going to do it.
And then 20 minutes later, you're like, man, I'm back from vacation.
You know, it's funny. I can really turn that off pretty good for long segments
of
time. Now, Jared, he doesn't even have to because he's just women are all over him. He just, you know, he's nothing, you know.
Yeah, I'd say a week is a long time now.
I don't need to know for some reason.
Yeah, God doesn't stand a chance with Yamamoto.
Now you're disgusting.
But I'm also 28, so I'm like in the time where it should be happening the most. So
yes.
Are you a power bottom?
You're asking a lot of very personal questions.
Well, he said
George Takei.
He broke his bed.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Is that bed broken because of those various reasons?
This is the second time. How long have we known each other?
Three years.
This is the second time.
He broke it again?
He broke his bed again.
Okay.
What kind of bed are you buying, man?
It's either the bed or him.
Okay, don't ever go to Modern Furniture over off of Howell Mill.
Why
didn't
you go with Eric Erickson's beds, right?
Mattress Firm.
Yeah, why?
You just call Mattress Firm. Yeah, but I don't think they sell beds, do they? They just sell what goes on it.
I know where your mind's going, Timmy.
You
Andrews.
Don't know a thing. I'm stuck on what I wanted to say a minute ago. Can I just throw it out there?
Yes.
I was feeling nostalgic because during the OJ trial, I refuse to watch CNN or any of that stuff to get the news. I listen to Howard Stern every morning to hear their take on it.
Yeah.
Their take.
Yeah.
And plus, Billy West would always do Judge Ito, and it was funny. So I went searching for a bit that they did called Weekend at OJ's, where they took Weekend at Bernie's and said, what if OJ had to take Nicole and Ron to the bank to get a loan?
Right.
Oh, she's napping. And I found this 20-minute video where Howard got a call because Cato Kaelin was involved in the trial, and then they put him on your station.
Yeah.
That they flipped it from classic rock. So Howard says, I got a call from my agent, super agent, Don Buchwald last night.
Yeah.
And so they start reading the lineup, and they talk about, he's like, who's Ken Ober? Who's Ken? Okay, so he hosts MTV show.
Yeah.
And he's doing it with Cindy Brady, who we've had on the show. And then he says, and then Cato and some other guy. And then he says, and then these guys, it's Larry and Eric, the regular guys. Like, who are they? And Robin goes, who are they? So it was a nice piece of nostalgia to hear this morning.
It's funny to go through and see how, the lowest level. You know, my kind of fame is at the lowest level. If there's a ladder of fame, I'm on the first step, and that's it. I was the first rung. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. From the linguist desks, I'm Autumn Fisher.
You could call it the first step.
Are you a linguist?
She's a linguist. Yes. She used to teach. She used to teach English to illegals.
I got the degree in linguisticity.
That's right. Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Hey, show him. Throw some words at him there, lady. Show him what you got.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
She knows that because she's a linguist.
That's the biggest word I've ever heard.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
It's like, you know, you don't have an establishment and anti-this and that.
You know. You could say it. Oh, yeah. How do you say,
where's the best place to get coffee?
Can you help
their hearts? They really would ask stuff like that. Like, they would say the story in a broken way, but like, they'd be at McDonald's and they were saying they wanted the chicken sandwich, and the person was like, what? And I was like, I was saying chicken sandwich. They don't
chicken
understand
me.
What a story? Yes, sir. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
I want to see the chicken sandwich.
I'm sorry. What would you like? I'm sorry.
Chicken sandwich and the chimpanzee, the French pies.
Is he ordering a chimpanzee?
He wants French
pies. Let's get the manager over here.
French fries and
the manager's like, hola, que pasa que de la la.
Que nice papas fritas.
Sir, can you just keep on driving? I can't understand you.
No cebollas y tomates.
Can you walk in and just point to things on the menu? Perhaps we can.
Give me that. And that. And the other thing there.
I love the fact they want it $15 an hour now. And years ago, in order to make it so that counter people wouldn't mess up all the time, they stopped actually having to put prices in. It's like you order something and there's a picture of that thing on a
just
key and they
the
just
button.
Punch it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I
this
worked
is worth
there.
$15 an hour. They had that then?
They've got the number combos too. I mean, that should make things a little bit easier.
Now,
right?
you just want a number one.
When I ran the register at McDonald's in 1988 and also again in 1991. Or
wow, what happened in between? I bet you when you left in 89, you thought, I'm never going to be working at McDonald's.
The same
again.
Location?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to come back. That must have been humiliating.
Well, I went back because it was kind of, yeah, it was.
Hey, Tim, we had that going away party. You were going to do such big things. What happened?
Well, I left there to go work at Marx Brothers, which was like a grown-up job where I was a dishwasher and a prep cook.
Marx Brothers.
Right.
Did they open a restaurant? Harpo? And...
Right, Joe?
No, it was M-A-R-K apostrophe S Brothers.
I see.
It was owned by...
I shot an elephant in my pants.
There's a guy named Max.
I got in my pants. What was it?
There was a guy named Mark, and his two brothers opened the restaurant.
Okay.
And it was Mark's brother.
So it was
right.
Not
no copyright infringement.
Okay. M-A-R-K-S brothers.
Right. Not like the...
What about Richard Marx? Is there any connection there?
It wasn't like
Carl.
The seven...
Perhaps Carl Marx?
No, there was the Seven Dwarves Inn in Tioga, PA that I used to call all the time and go, yeah, I'm calling from Disney. I'm...
You have a problem here.
And they get mad and hang up. Anyway, I don't even know what I was saying.
I heard you were about to introduce the Snow White character into your restaurant.
So I worked there. And
when you went back, you got over the humiliation.
I wasn't humiliated to work there. I liked working.
You should have been. You should have.
No,
been.
It was a small town. I wasn't going to work at a gas station.
What did you do?
Milk cows.
when you left McDonald's, where did you go for the two years in between?
Marx Brothers.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay.
And I quit there because I no called no showed to go see the Dead.
Okay. Yeah.
On the 4th of July.
Did you know when you called out when you didn't call didn't show for the Grateful Dead? Did you know in the back of your mind? I got to go back to McDonald's if I go to this show.
No, no, no. I went and worked at a place in between called Main Street, and I was a bartender at 18 years old, which was a very bad thing for them to do because they just stayed there every night and drank. Yeah. And one night they got robbed, and the lady that ran the place stole it, allegedly, and she tried to pin it on me.
Oh.
So like you got fired?
I got fired, yeah.
It's like the great hot dog mystery of WSB.
Yes. And I misspoke about one of the persons. There's four suspects
now.
I was informed in the hallway. So
I think it was Richard Sangster.
It could be Richard
Sangster.
Give
me Sangster. Them hot dogs. Richard Sangster.
I'm John Lewis. I haven't seen these hot dogs.
See, I don't think he has a sense of humor. That's why I was hesitant to do his voice.
John?
I
think he does.
No, he does. He totally does.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, he's going to beat you up?
No. I don't know him well enough.
Richard Sangster is here overnight is all I'm saying.
He gets here.
I'm a little confused. Let me walk through this. Hold on.
I need you to because I've only seen the start of the story. I saw Mark Arum celebrating Hot Dog Day yesterday.
Yes.
Boxes of dogs and buns everywhere.
Right. And so what was the idea? You can't leave hot dogs out overnight.
So he put them in the fridge.
He put them in the fridge. And
was going to share it with everybody who came here in the morning because overnight, obviously, the morning news is coming until
Sangster.
About 2.
Sangster.
Well, okay, it could be Sangster.
Sangster.
Who'd steal 20 hot dogs?
But think about it.
Richard Sangster.
But Alewine is in overnight.
Mark Alewine.
And I ate those hot dogs.
Rachel Perry is in overnight. And then the one who's getting defensive about it online is Steve Winslow, our traffic reporter.
Winslow. Yeah.
I guarantee they're in the shop. They're probably... sharing them amongst Doug Turnbull and Smiling Mark.
I'm surprised I'm not a suspect because I left, you know, yesterday after, like midday. You know, I could have come in.
It could have been you.
Night, gone to the airport.
Yeah.
Got all the hot dogs.
Absconded. How many hot dogs were lost?
It had to have been at least 50 because they had Varsity and they also had, Shake Shack hot dogs too.
Those are good.
And they were again planning to have.
Are they? I think
Shake Shack's a good place.
You felt like delicious. You had. I've never been to Shake Shack. I didn't even know they have one here.
Right up here in Buckhead.
Is it a bunch of hipsters in line?
No, it's in Buckhead, so there aren't hipsters.
Have you noticed that hipsters like to stand in line?
Oh, they love it.
What is that about? Are they just so social? They like talking in line, like, oh yeah, these are the greatest donuts ever, and we're part of an event. You know, we like events because we're millennials.
They need more time to look at their phone.
Right.
Yeah. What if Joey Chestnut happened to be in Atlanta last night and he agrees to it? He ate them all in one.
I got a feeling Joey Chestnut.
7 minutes.
Never eats hot dogs when he's not in one of those things.
That's his job, man.
Yeah. It's like
don't know, man.
That's like a busman's holiday.
They got a train somehow.
No, training, yes. But, that Joey, he must be, that Joey Chestnut, he must be a multi-billionaire, right?
Uh-huh.
All those hot dog eating contests.
He does other eating contests, too. It's not just hot dogs. Yeah. He does other stuff throughout the year.
So that guy's loaded.
And
with money.
He's lost a lot of weight, too, Joey Chestnut. He's not as big as he used to be.
The last time they did it, I was on vacation, July 4th.
This year?
Yeah, and I watched that hot dog eating contest from Coney Island.
He smoked everybody this year.
Yeah, he did, but it was kind of boring. Like, I was texting back and forth with Greg because he's a big fan of the eating competitors. And usually the people who call it for ESPN are very lively, and they're kind of flat this year. The introductions went on for 25 minutes.
Yeah, the guy with the straw
There's
hat.
900 people in this contest.
The guy with playing regular guy squares?
Yeah, basically.
Joey Chestnut!
20 minutes of introductions. We'll go to a commercial, come back and play the game.
He was spraying his throat with some of that throat spray. The intro guy with the straw hat?
Yeah.
At one point when he turned away from the camera, I watched him.
But he went into like a rapping thing and he was really good.
Oh, with one of the rappers, the guy who is a rapper. Yeah, it was awesome.
He was really good.
Yeah.
It was this old white guy was a really good rapper.
How do you eat that many hot dogs and not get sick?
I think they do get that much food.
Conditioning, like anything else in life.
No, afterwards they throw it all up.
Oh, absolutely. But they can't throw it up. On stage, or else they will be...
Where the training comes in, where they learn how to keeping stretch their stomach, and then they shrink it back, and then they stretch it again.
Yeah, I was out to eat, and that happened to be on in the background, the restaurant we were at, and I'm just like, I don't know how people can watch this while they're eating.
Not watch it while eating, but I was... I was watching it while relaxing on the couch.
I could eat one hot dog while watching that, but I had to think seriously about the second one. That's how it would be for me. Like, no.
Why don't they do it on National Hot Dog Day? You ever thought about that?
Because it's July 4th tradition.
Wait a minute. Hold on. No, I've never thought about that.
No?
I have to admit.
Now you will.
It will haunt me. It will haunt me now. Look, National Hot Dog Day. Can I tell you something, Jared? Yesterday was National Hot Dog Day. That's why Aaron brought them in. Jared, I have got to get you out of this. This national whatever day.
National sock day today.
Lollipop.
When I'm driving around.
That's every day for
that's
you.
That's today. Like, no, like, today's lollipop day.
All right. Well.
Jared, you want a sucker?
You want a
How many licks will it take to get the center of my Tootsie Roll?
To get the Sulu.
Oh, George.
Oh, George. George. One, a two, a three.
So those national whatever days, that's, you know, that's like lazy people. That's lazy. I know that you always, he throws it at me every day. Hey, it's National Soup Day. All right, Jared, you know what? Block out 15 minutes of conversation on that.
Hey, what's the top 10 soups?
Hey, we've all had soup before, right?
I secretly like your reaction to it. That's why, because I know it aggravates you. And like,
it's
today,
National Pizza Day.
Today is the National Moon Landing Day, too, because of it's the...
Well, that makes sense. Is this
Apollo
the day?
Apollo 11 landed on the moon.
Okay, this is the day, the first one? Yeah. Landed on the moon? Yes. Yeah, they wouldn't have a holiday. It's not a holiday, but they wouldn't have a national day for the last one that went to the moon. So I remember that day. So that was today.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that day in 1969. No, that happened in May. What are you talking about?
No, I've got it right here. It's even Scott Sun was tweeting about it.
Come on.
Is talking of moon landings, is Buzz Aldrin still alive?
Yes.
I saw a video, and I don't know how old this video is, but he's coming out of a hotel with his
daughter.
Oh,
he punches that guy?
Oh, and he punches this reporter guy. It's awesome. Oh.
Yeah. Well, Scott Slade tweeted, I still remember watching it live with my dad. We could hardly believe our eyes. And it was today, July 20th of 1969.
It was fake.
For
space.
Some reason, I thought it was
that's
in
when
May.
Kubrick did it all in a studio.
The Final Frontier.
Are you sure? The moon landing was on this date.
Yeah, July 20th, 1969.
Well, I remember that day. The reason that I remember it, I was 5 years old, and what I remember is the newspaper. So I think you had to, wasn't it like 2 o'clock in the morning? You had to be watching. It was pretty, when they did it, wasn't it like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when it was live? I'm not sure. But I remember waking up the next morning and seeing the, you know, it was the whole front page.
The picture of the guy, the Earth in the background.
Yeah. I don't know if it was that particular picture, but I remember that at 5 years old. One of my earliest memories. And I said to myself, at 5 years old, this is a great country that can put a man on the moon. Actually, I didn't, because I didn't know what a country was, and I really didn't know what the moon was, to be quite honest with you.
That thing that scared
you. How old were you?
That thing that scared
you. I was five. I guess I knew what the moon was.
Why haven't we gone back? That's why some people think it's fake, because we haven't gone back.
Well,
it's expensive.
We went back a bunch of times at first.
Not with humans.
Yeah.
Been to Mars.
No, not since the 70s, man.
Well, since the 70s. But I mean, we went back several times.
Well, what do we need to go back for? We've put things on the moon to help us look deeper into space.
First of all, we need a telescope up there.
What do we need a colony for?
We need a colony so that we can say that we're the baddest nation on Earth because we have a colony.
There's got to be stuff in that moon that we can mine.
I've never understood that, though. There are companies that are. I saw last week there are companies that want to go there and they want to mine the moon. Mm-hmm. How do you get it back?
Ship. Space elevator.
Space elevator?
Eric,
okay,
it looks like
it takes a long time to build.
It was 10:56 p.m.
Okay, so it was late.
Eastern Standard.
So if you were in, I guess anywhere you were, it wasn't. Why did I think it was 2 o'clock? I was five. What are you holding my feet to the fire?
I'm just letting you know.
I was 5 years old.
I'm not saying, hey, idiot, it wasn't at 2 a.m.
So look at the date of Chappaquiddick. Senator Ted Kennedy. Jared's a millennial. He doesn't know who Ted Kennedy is or what Chappaquiddick is. We'll see if he can actually. Because what happened, I believe, is.
That was the 18th.
Yeah, that's he got lucky. That story got buried because they took off for the moon. That was a big deal. Chappaquiddick happens. That's a pretty big deal. But then a few hours later, they land on the moon, and that's the big news story.
You think Trump will be all up for another moon landing during his presidency?
He wants to. He wants you to go yourself, aren't you?
Distract him.
I want to be on that rocket. I want to go to the moon. I want to land. I want to grab a handful of moon rocks.
Yeah.
Put them in my pocket, come back.
And throw them at Nancy Pelosi.
That's right, that old bag. Old bag.
Greg Rush used to tell me that God lives in a hut on the moon. That's what he used
to
tell me.
Had he seen footage of this?
He says that God lives in a hut on the moon, and that's how he looks down on the earth.
You know, there's Nazi bases on the dark side of the moon.
Are there?
Yeah.
How do we know? We've never seen the dark. Well, we actually have
seen
the
dark side. There is no dark side of the moon. It's all dark.
As a matter of fact, it's all dark. Mm-hmm. But I guess now because of satellites and stuff.
Well, Hitler invented reverse engineered the UFO, and then they built bases up there. And they take off from Antarctica.
So is Hitler still up there?
No, Hitler's in Antarctica.
Oh, is that where he is?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you would you wouldn't age as much on in the cold, maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, they put him on a submarine, and he ended up in Argentina. He lived there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then they found a body to put his brain in because they're so more advanced than we are.
Yeah.
And then Hitler,
all that Mengele stuff,
right?
You know? Yeah.
And Hitler is living underneath the ice
with Jim Morrison,
because you know that Antarctica is really Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard. Everything's really Atlantis. So
is that where Patrick Duffy lives?
Man no, from it's Atlantis? Where his ancestors came from.
Now Antarctica is at the South Pole, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Antarctica. And the reason I remember that in the mnemonic I use is anti. Mm-hmm. So there's the Arctic would be at the North Pole, right? And so if you're anti-Arctic, this is what I do with my brain.
Antarctic.
You will be on the other one. You'd be on the other end. You'd be on the south, the anti side. So, or anti, I should say. My linguist friend, Autumn Fisher, quite often gets angry at me because I say anti.
That land down there used to be exposed, and people live there. And just like the Sahara Desert, every 10,000 or so years becomes a lush, vegetative state.
The climate change people never talk about that. The Sahara Desert used to be a rainforest.
It alternates. It goes back and forth.
Yeah, because the earth changes.
Right.
And this, the Bill Nye, the science guy, he had a what did he say?
Oh,
Jared?
Yeah, that was nasty. He said that.
Well, I don't think
people...
Here's the thing. You know what? I think that you served up the story to me, and I'm not a fan of Bill Nye, the science guy. But you served up the story as if he said old people should just go ahead and die. Okay. That's not what he said.
He said Bill Nye. He said,
What he said. From memory, I can tell you. I can paraphrase.
Climate change deniers, by way of example, are older. It's generational, right. Nye told the Los Angeles Times. Nye said that he is calling them out with due respect, acknowledging that he is now one of them, and they just need
to
die.
Right. So what he's saying is, what he basically means is, if most of the opposition to your point of view is elderly or older, just hang on.
Once they're gone.
Because then once they're gone, then everybody else will believe the lie.
No young people are capable of critical thought. Right.
By the way, when you look at something like that, who's been around longer and been scammed more often?
Those
who
silly.
Would notice? Oh, no, it's the 22-year-old who has. He knows what's going on, not the 64-year-old.
Those
Never
silly wise. Those silly wise old people. Yeah. They're.
What have we done with old people in this country? It used to be revered. Like, old
That's
people.
Right, the greatest generation.
Well, even beyond that, you know, back when people used to live to be just 40,
if
you lived to be 60, if you lived to be 60, you were considered that, you know, like there was no one else around that could tell us about 60 years ago.
Yeah, you were an elder.
You were an elder. Mm-hmm. And now we live in this infantile age where nobody wants to get older.
Your rock stars, all your rock stars are in their 70s.
Including me. I want to be, I want to be young again, but I don't want to be young now. I want to be young again when I was young.
Just relive it?
Not relive it. I don't know. I want the best of all worlds. I want to be 25, but I don't want to have to listen to this crap music that's out now. So I want to be 25.
Well, you can still listen to whatever you want to listen to.
I want it to be current. And, you know,
I wish there was a wormhole that my consciousness could travel through from my present-day body to my 18-year-old body.
And say, hey, relax, dude.
No, just take it over. Push into the back.
Yeah.
And then I wander around. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it would be so great to know, like, all those things that you got upset about. Yeah. Or like, who cares if she likes me or not? Life goes on. To be able to have, or am I popular? Like, to be able to go back and have it and understand that doesn't matter. Never think about it. Move on with your life. Jared Yamamoto was always popular, except when he was a little kid. I'm sussing this out. I think he was a pretty awkward little kid.
No, not at all. Not
walking
at all.
Around stuttering all the time.
No.
So nervous.
I think
he had like four mothers, five fathers.
Oh, yeah. He was paranoid about the size of his areolas.
Yes.
From an early age.
He had these big puffy, you know, nipples.
They would drag on the ground.
Yes. Indeed so. George was always there in the shadows. He was always watching. Bars.
Who was the first girl you fell like that you were like looked at and went, wow, I'm going to keep on looking at that girl. Like even before you know why.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it like fourth grade, fifth grade?
It had to have been. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend in third grade named Randa. I've never met anybody named Randa since then.
Randa. Sounds like
Randa.
A sitcom.
Randa.
I think her name was Micah.
Micah and
fourth grade. I was like, wow, she sure is something.
Yeah, boy. Can I tell you?
I don't know what she is.
I see something. A Signal Mountain Elementary School at the time. Yeah.
You can tell me, me and Randa, me down by the schoolyard.
Short for Randy?
It was Randa. I don't know. Maybe her father's name was Randy. We were boyfriend and girlfriend for a few days.
Wow.
And
going steady.
My buddies were got on my case so bad about it.
Eric's in love.
Like they made me feel so awful and wrong for having a girlfriend.
You left her.
Right.
Oh, I went to her and said, look, I can't take this anymore. We got to
we gotta
break up. I got to give you back this bracelet.
Hey, I'm saying I've got two divorces under my belt.
Oh, Randa.
Yeah,
is this you
hi,
now?
Honey. Yeah, you look wonderful.
So you're 53 now as well.
Yeah.
So how has your life gone?
You pretty know? Good. Pretty yeah. I'm about to own my trailer.
Okay. It'll be all yours.
That's right. I had to make some payments on it. I got some extra money, income coming in.
Yeah.
Disability.
Who are you tagging to?
Shut up! Do it!
Yo, shut up!
That's my oldest son. He still lives with me. Shut up!
Why? I need the car!
You see how...
I take it! I don't care!
So you see how different things might have gone if my friends... Or maybe if I would have stood up to my friends. You'd be with me now, and you'd be
always taking my call. I tell him to fill 20... up with gas before he comes.
Can I get 20 bucks? I'm going to the Randacoit KFC. I'll be right back.
Get me a pack of cigarettes.
This was not in Rochester. This was in Memphis, Tennessee, when I was in third grade.
I'm going to the KFC over on Elm Street.
All right, baby. Get me a pack of cools.
You see, Randa.
Yeah, baby.
Do you ever wonder what life...
Oh, we're still Southern? Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder what life would have been like if I hadn't broken things off in third grade?
Well, ever since I saw you... Uh-oh, hold on. hold on. I see you on the WSB.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah, Randa. Wouldn't you want to be like the wife of a radio person?
Hey, I'll be the wife of anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
So you're not a wife right now. Two divorces behind you, right?
Yeah, I got two divorces.
No, the car won't start.
I told you to get the keys. No,
why does your start. Son? Why does your son sound like he's from Boston?
You gotta hit the dashboard. Hit it hard.
Because I was raised by my dad, and then he died, and I moved. Yeah. Down to live with
that's right. Listen, we moved, all right?
It happens.
We weren't it's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is my voice. You got to get over it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What was Randa's last name?
I don't remember.
Randa Pachenstick.
I feel like it was something like...
Pachenik?
I feel...
Pachenstick.
No. I feel like it was something like Miller or something, but I don't know.
Shaky ancestry.
I'm going to look up
Randa. Now that I think about it, when I was 5 years old... there was a girl who was the daughter of our landlord in Asheville, Ohio, and her name was Chrissy, and she was beautiful. She was like the first, she had blonde hair. Yeah. She was my age. I'm saying she's beautiful. She was 5 years old, but she had this wonderful blonde hair. That may have been the first girl that I thought, I like sitting next to you. I really do.
I like sitting next to you too.
Chrissy, whatever happened to you? Because you were just, You what?
I died.
Is that her?
In my 20s, and so this is me.
Is that? I don't know. Does that
hurt? This is my spirit.
What? Did you look up somebody named Randa?
Yeah, there's only one.
I don't think. I doubt that was the name. I doubt that was the name.
They were talking about you on a radio today.
And by the way, how would I know what she looks like? We were in third grade.
Yeah, I
barely remember what. I remember Chrissy.
I
more.
Remember what you look like, babe.
I know. I was tall.
And good,
I was
let me
tall.
Tell you.
I was a tall glass
you
of
milk. You were real tall. And, you know, I didn't think much of that now, but you know what that means now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were just kids. Yeah, okay. Oh. Well, you know, Randa, well, all we did was we held hands a little bit, and we would. And when
I
you were
more than hold hands with you now.
Yeah, I know. We're older now. We were in third grade then.
Mama's older now.
I think. Great sense of humor, Randa.
Why don't you say something sexy to me, baby?
Hold on. I think I want to explain to people. Hold on. That I believe that our concept in third grade. Of going steady meant that we hung out together during recess.
Yes.
Right? And that's what drove my friends crazy is that
chocolate
I wasn't...
snack pack? That was my favorite. I gave it to you.
Yeah, yeah, Randa. You were quite giving. I mean that in a good way.
I gave you my 2% milk.
Yes, you did.
From the hot lunch.
Chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but the best.
And remember, we were at an alternative school. We were at something called a CAB, Citizens Against Busing. because busing came to Memphis.
Oh, so racist.
Well, I'll tell you something. My father and mother were like part of the movement at first because they were going to bus me across town. And we had a school right behind my house, literally. But I was going to have to get on a bus and go. So they held me. First we went to the, what they called CAB school, which was actually in a Baptist church, strangely enough. And then they held me out for a year. But my parents were actually actively involved. And I asked my mom about this because I remember we used to go over to visit some other people. And they had these kids, and it was a great neighborhood. And I remember, you know, when you're kids, you don't know what the hell the adults are doing. It's just you go over there. And I always enjoyed going over there because it was a great neighborhood full of kids. And we would just have fun for what was, I guess, probably 6 hours. Seemed like a lifetime to me when you're that age. And I asked my mom, I said, why did we stop going over there? And she said, oh, we found out they were just total racist. Like, they were in it because they thought it was stupid to bus their kid across town when there was a school that I would walk to. And we used to have these signs in our front yard. Happiness is walking to your local neighborhood school.
Aww.
So my parents were actually into it for the right reason. And my mom told me that, so that we went over to these people's houses because they would have meetings amongst these people, Citizens Against Busing. And during one meeting, this is when my father said, okay, we're not going back anymore. Somehow it came up about evolution.
Uh-oh.
And you know where this Memphis, Tennessee guy
right
went.
Right there in Tennessee.
Yeah, he said, I won't even be as rude as this. I'll just say that his point was that white people didn't come from apes. And and I think so. I wasn't there. I was out playing with the kids, and all of a sudden it was time to go. But according to my mom, it was a real like, okay, check please.
Get in the car.
My dad.
Get in the car, kids. We're leaving.
Which I, you
all
know,
man came from monkey.
Yeah, which I applaud. You know, this is 1974, 73 or something.
Second day in a row where you've applauded your father.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he just didn't like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or being a dad all that much.
I think about that now. I was really a cool kid if he would give me a chance.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have left you at the racist house, and he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He got his job. We all left, yeah.
And you know what? Unlike, again, things are so different now. We were in the back seat. We never knew, right? Like, the adults never told. Like, now I think adults unload on kids and put all kinds of stuff on them. Like, I waited until I was in my 40s to ask my mom, hey, why did we stop going over there?
Yeah.
It wasn't like all the way home they were telling us what was going
kids
on.
Kids shouldn't be burdened with certain things.
Yeah, I just like playing with the
kids.
That's
hard to remember right now because Ellie is in the prime of realizing what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And
so there are things that like I want to say to Travis in front of her that I have to now wait until we get home, which is just a new thing for us.
Yeah,
you know?
Because she can't know these things.
Yeah, I don't want to talk bad.
I thought you were going to say that she's a racist.
Yeah. Well, we want to say racist things in front of her, but now she'll repeat it.
Hey, Ma, I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Pete knows.
What if racism wasn't a learned behavior?
I was born
just some people are just born racist.
Hey, you know what? Maybe Pete, you know, his gender
doesn't
align
with
his sex. Maybe he's racist. I don't know.
Ma, why are we living so close to these Asians? It always smells like curry around here.
I guess that
Pete
would be
the
Asian.
Racist baby.
Well, subcontinental, I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Pete, well, you're only 5 months old. We don't expect
you. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know the difference between Bangladesh and whatever they're next to.
Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Pete's not a real big fan of Buford Highway either, from what I hear.
Oh, God, no. Try it. The whole street smells like ducks.
So what you're saying to me is your son was just born a racist. You didn't get it
That's
from
right.
you guys.
We
you
have
get...
to accept it. That's right.
I want
favorite,
pho.
My favorite thing is...
he's telling me to eat more pho so it'll go in my milk.
People will would say things as I was growing up, like, you know, they have like a German Shepherd or something. Like, he doesn't like black people. Hey, you know what? I think it's got something to do with his owners. I think it's got something to do with
the
owners.
But I actually have heard that there are the dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, do seem to be a little not what? Racist,
oh,
but have something.
Dogs are racist?
No. I don't think they can see color.
No, here's they. It just looks different to a dog. I think that's
what?
Why. Yes, dogs.
You guys are nuts.
No,
I
know.
Come on. You're making me.
I'm gonna Google it. Why are dogs racist?
No. Yes, dogs. I want.
Are
I want,
dogs racist?
I only want comedy out of this. By the way, I don't want any kind of explanation.
Yeah, what a great blog entry we'll get about that.
Yeah, the Boston Terrier's got to be the worst.
Oh, wait, maybe I should do like Snoop's.
No, don't go there. I don't want to go any further with
Let's
that.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Snoop's is controlled opposition.
I was
anyway.
Just trying to make the point that if somebody's pet is racist, usually the pet owner is racist. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm on the right side of history. Maybe we'll call this the right side of history.
A bad idea.
Hey, guess what? That music means we're done for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the radio side and the podcast side. And thank Jared Yamamoto for his wonderful nipples, right, George Takei?
Oh, my. I'm drawing them right now.
You're welcome.
You're going to need a bigger piece of paper.
I drawing them. It's like a Roman breastplate.
You should get them pierced.
10 seconds.
10 seconds means I only have time to say, we'll chat with you tomorrow, but get off my lawn.
At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.